We are well served by theater in our region. The epicenter is Ashland, where the Oregon Shakespeare Festival draws theater fans from around the world. And community theater thrives as well, with many groups scattered around the region. In some places, the concept of community theater goes deeper into the community, like at Random People Theater Project in Humboldt County, where it's not just local people working on productions, it's local stories as well. Josh Golden is one of the three producers at Random People Theater Project and our guest in the exchange. Josh, welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. So you're one of three producers. Give us with Marilyn Foote and Anna Rogers, I see. Can you give us some history of the group?
Yeah, Random People Theater Project actually began, it was called as Random People Monologue Project, and it was the result of our previous producers who had long been in theater locally and otherwise, did a play called Being With, or Talking With, actually, by Jane Martin, a 1982 play that is a collection of monologues, women presenting kind of personal stories and emotion and comedy. And as a result of being that show, they decided, well, this is a worthy kind of presentation, monologues, heartfelt monologues delivered by women, and decided to produce their own show and make their own stories and then encourage others to do so as well. And so the early years were productions of personal stories and developing how to write scripts to be effective on stage. And it went from there and became eventually the Monologue Dialogue Project, which was becoming a little cumbersome and then eventually evolved into the Theater Project because we got more and more ensemble pieces and more elaborate scripts. So we have a collection of 10 to 12 short plays presented each spring.
So do you ever do some of the chestnuts of community theater? I mean, nothing against Arsenic and Old Lace and company, but, I mean, do you do some of that work as well, or is it primarily just the monologue, dialogue sorts of things?
Well, it's become quite original works. And the community has a long tradition of local theater. The so-called Back to the Land, the new settlers that came to the area in the 70s, a lot of them were in the arts and had been trained in theater, and it became very popular to put together, let's have a show, you know. And so, yeah, Arsenic and Old Lace was done once upon a time by other groups. Things have changed and evolved, and actually currently there's an annual event that happens for at least a dozen years that's called Recycled Youth, which is under 18 kids come together and they put together their own show. They write it and produce it, and with the help of a very adept local director-producer who's also been involved in other theater stuff, they put together a very topical show of their own take on community and what's going on in the world. And what's happened now is that as we're into like the third generation of that new settler kind of phenomenon, is a lot of the kids that are coming up through and do a couple of years of that program have come over and acted in Random People stuff as well.
So you're really looking at potentially the grandkids of the people who came in as new settlers in the
70s? Oh, yeah, exactly. In fact, this last year we had, in fact, a grandmother and a grandchild on stage together.
Sounds fun. So we're talking to Josh Golden, who's one of the three production team members at Random People Theater Project, now based in Garberville in Humboldt County. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about presenting community theater that is actually from the community, not just by the community. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I mean, obviously, the project kept going after that initial monologue project. How was it received in the early years?
Quite well. I mean, like I said, we have a tradition of theater. There's been various production companies through the years that a lot of musical comedy has happened, original musical comedy as well. One of our stalwarts, Random People participants, did a lot of playwriting and production, and actually he eventually went to film school and was teaching script writing at the local community college. And so we aspire to a rather professional level of production. We have experienced long-term experienced lighting people and sound crews, and we do the full stage thing. So, you know, the community looks forward to it, as a matter of fact. It's sort of an annual event that takes about 9 months of production. We go through writing workshops and developments and encourage. One of the aspects of the project is to encourage novice writers, actors, people who've never done it before. And it's a little difficult sometimes to get a new crew, but we always end up with some unexpected, you know, new people that come in and blow us away with their talents and so on, and then they catch the bug and come back the next year and like that.
I was going to ask you how you reach out to people and get them involved in the process. It sounds like through the early years it wasn't a particular issue because you had lots of people with lots of skills, but where do you look for them? Do you advertise? Do you have little tear-off slips on bulletin boards? Or
It's difficult. I mean, we do have a small community. It's Garberville is not a very large town. However, it serves a very wide area. You know, people an hour north, south, east, and west come to Garberville as town. And so, yeah, posters and our local KMUD radio is helpful, and newspaper articles, and we try to reach out as much as possible. It can be difficult, but, you know, I'm not thoroughly convinced that postering always works. I did a little experiment this year and put a poster up that says, "Has anybody seen this?"
What kind of responses did you get, or did you?
Well, after a week, I told people to put a little tack mark in a circle if they read this. As expected, I got about 9 tack marks after a week.
Well, that's something anyway. We talked about Garberville as being the home base, but Random People Theater Project was based in Mateel for years, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the Mateel's in Red Way, the sister city of Garberville. We kind of joined at the hip as towns go. Kind of the bigger population of the areas in Red Way and then the more businesses in Garberville. Yeah, the Mateel has been very helpful. We did in the early days before I was a principal, really. I don't know the details. There were some grants that were acquired, and the Mateel has been our umbrella organization for financial stuff and has donated a lot of time and space for us.
So it's an annual thing. It takes about 9 months to put together. You're working on the Garberville project this year, is that right?
Yeah, that's our working title. I'm sure we'll come up with a snappier thing when we come to poster making and so on. We've gone through a period of trying to rein in the far-flung, wild and exotic aspects of playwriting, where it's always been fun, but from a production point of view, it becomes kind of a nightmare where specifying specific sets and props and so on. And so we've developed some themes over the last 5 years to kind of rein it in a bit. So we went from airport to hospital to park. And last year we had a hotel was our theme. And so this year it still wasn't achieving the goal because, of course, all those things, airports and hotels, anything can happen. And so we ended up moving lots of furniture and dreading that kind of, the stage manager was pulling her hair out and so on. And so this year we're limiting the set to just the street of Garberville is what it is, you know, visually is going to be represented, and everything is going to happen there.
So you have a physical setting. What are some of the other things that you tell people who are providing material, providing stories for the Garberville project? I mean, what do you give in the way of direction for, like, this is the kind of thing we want to hear from the character?
Yeah, this year we're trying to do a new thing and be a little documentary about town with this and gather real stories and real voices from the community. It's a new thing. Unfortunately, we fell into a little of, we usually do this kind of syndrome, and I personally thought it was becoming a little stifling to creativity to always rely on the same "we usually do" thing. And so we've branched out into, let's do a little more collaborative writing exercise here and gather as many stories as we can that people think are important or should be on stage. And we do have a lot of local issues that kind of rise to the top that
So give us an example. What's one of the ones that people seem to talk about on the street all the time?
Well, a big issue in the whole county and, of course, around the world these days is the homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
We have an influx of people every year that come to service the marijuana trade, allegedly. I mean, this is what we hear. And that's the thing, is we hear a lot of things. There's a lot of stereotypes. There's a lot of categorization of characters out in the world, but not a whole lot of people are actually talking to these people and getting their stories. There's an activist community in town that advocates for them, for the transient/homeless/mentally ill. There's a lot of issues in our small town. It's a desirable place to be. A tradition of tolerance that's been challenged recently, and so that came to the fore immediately.
Hmm. We're talking again with Josh Golden, who's one of the three producers at Random People Theater Project, now based in Garberville in Humboldt County, where the stories on stage are the stories of the community. The Garberville Project is the working title for this year's effort. You can join us on The Exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, this is, again, not like doing the old chestnuts of community theater. This is really digging into the town. I mean, have you had some real moments over the years when people either gasps or tears or all of the above?
Yeah, there's been some pretty emotional stuff. It's the thing that came up in our first meeting this year was somebody who's written things in the past was kind of thinking about the stories that are possible and characters that might evolve and really struggling with wondering where the comedy is going to come from because there's always an expectation that, the audience demands comedy, and we have certainly accommodated them with that in the past. And
you want to leave them laughing when they go, but...
or at least thoughtful. I mean, the way I got into the... I've kind of moved up to the ranks. I first wrote a play and really spent a lot of time crafting what I wanted to make was more pathos than comedy. And, it's a very difficult challenge to, the tragedy-comedy thing, the balance there. And, of course, my play ended up being rather comedic, even though it was heavy.
So. Tragedy plus time is comedy.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So where do you stand in the production process for the quote unquote Garberville project? I mean, are you still collecting stories? Are there still time for? Is there still a chance for people to get characters and subjects included?
Yeah, we're definitely right at the beginning. In about a month, we're gonna our prospective deadline for submission of materials the middle of next month. It's kind of flexible. It's just arbitrary to have some sort of deadline. Traditionally, it's been a little later in the year, but because of the process this year where there's going to be a lot more sort of after-the-fact honing of script material, we felt the need to get on it a little earlier. We're basically collecting character studies of people and that people would like to see on stage. And so we're going to gather those and then some of the more experienced writers and whoever else is interested in committing to the process, are going to try to hammer out a script and fill in holes and make a through line and story arc. And I think, in fact, that's where the comedy is going to come in because there's a lot of little things that come up that are like, well, this, everybody knows about this that happens in town. And, there's various known characters and
it's kind of like when the traveling comedian comes in with the advanced stuff and tells you jokes about your own town and everybody gets it.
Yeah.
So, how close to real life are we talking here? Is it going to be people playing like, the members of the town council in Garberville or something with real names, or is it a little more removed than that?
If we had a town council, Garberville is an unincorporated town. There's no government to speak of here. So there are certain characters. I've been in contact with an old friend who runs a bookstore in town, and he has a little scenario which includes him on stage as himself. And I was thinking, well, yeah, of course, because there's nobody that could play him.
So what kind of a production schedule are you looking at? You said that about a month now you'll start pulling all the stories together.
Yeah, and then... we generally do writing and development of scripts until around November, and then casting in December, and then rehearsals January through March, and the show's mid-March.
And then if people are thinking about replying to one of your posters, with or without actual tack marks, if they want to get involved in this, but they've never done theater before, what kind of skills are you looking for that might be useful?
Well, anybody, the main skill is being interested and committed, the time commitment. It seems like what we're up against the most is scheduling. People think it's a great idea, they want to get involved, they have an idea. But the reality is of harnessing a herd of people to get together like this. In the past, we have probably a dozen shows that are going, 10 to anywhere from, 6 to 20 minutes or so. And each director of each sequence or scenario develops their own rehearsal schedules. And so everybody's doing their own rehearsals intensively for a couple of months. And we don't really come together as a company until the last few weeks. We have a couple of run-throughs, but then production week is really when it comes together as a unified show. This year, we're thinking it's going to be a little messy to have a whole bunch of directors, and because of the way we envision it going. And, I mean, the scheduling could be cumbersome, but... the idea that people have work and commitments and so on, and trying to figure out when the hall is available to rehearse. And this year, last year we moved to a new place.
In Garberville, yeah. So a lot of work still ahead, obviously.
Yeah.
So give us a call back when you get the something beyond the working title for the Garberville project. It certainly sounds like interesting stuff. This is the Random People Theater Project, now based in Garberville. Josh Golden is with Marilyn Foote, and Anna Rogers, one of the three producers for the Random People Theater Project. Josh, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Okay, well, thank you.